सकेत मन कृष्ण पदारविंदयो निर्देशितं तद गुणरागी वैजैरिह नते जमंग पाश भृतश्च तद भटान स्वप्ने पश्यन्ति हिचन्न निष्कृता। We have been discussing sinful activities and their reaction for the last 3 weeks. So here Sukadeva Goswami says that there are many different processes for counteracting our sinful activities. But he summarizes that sakit krishna padarvindayo nidbhisitam tadgunaragi jairya. Anyone who has fixed up his mind in the lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna padarvinda. Padarvinda means the lotus feet of Krishna. Aravinda means lotus flower. And Pada means feet. Somewhere or other, if anybody fixes his mind on the lotus feet of Krishna, then he says, Nate jamanga pasa bhitascha tad bhatan sapne pi pashyanti. It is according to Vedic scripture, the sinful persons are taken to the superintendent of death. And there, according to his different, volumes or proportion of sinful activities, a living entity is punished. A spirit soul is taken in that planet where the Jamaraj is there, and in that subtle form means the spirit covered in the subtle form of mind, intelligence and false ego, he is put into various trouble. Sometimes, just like we are also, even in this life, we are put into such troublesome position in dream. That is our experience. Suppose we are put into some narrow space and I am just going to be suffocated, or I am in the face of some dangerous animal, or deep into the ocean. Sometimes we dream like that. A similar punishment is given after death. And when the living being or the living entity becomes accustomed to such habit, then he is put into the womb of a certain type of animal or man, where that suffering will continue. He is made into practice. Maya has got two things, avaranatmika and prakhyapatmika. Avaranatmika means just like a dog or a hog. He is encased in a body, eating stool, living in a very filthy place, but still the hog is feeling itself that he is happy. He is happy. This is called avaranatmikasat. Any abominable condition we may live, but maya will cover our intelligence and we think that we are living very nice. This is called avaranatmika shakti. Otherwise he cannot live. If an animal or a dog or a hog thinks that he is in most abominable condition of life, then he cannot live. But he enjoys. A dog is chained up by the master, but he thinks that he is very happy. He does not think that I am completely dependent and I am chained up, I have no independence, I cannot freely move. Even if his chain is taken away, he wants to be chained. This is Maya. In any condition of life, everyone thinks that he is happy. But actually he does not know what is happiness. This is called Maya. But here it is said that a person for a short period, if he becomes Krishna conscious, sakit, mana, if his mind is somewhere other placed at the lotus feet of Krishna, then even in dream he never see what is the punishment in the planet of Jamaraj. That means a Krishna conscious person is guaranteed not to be touched by the Jamaraj or his attendants or his police force or constables. A living entity is taken away. After his death, if he is sinful man, then his soul is taken away by force. He doesn't want to, through a desert. These things are described. You may believe or not believe, but we believe. Because I believe in Vedic literature, that these descriptions are there, and practically we experience also in our this life, sometimes in dream we are put into great troublesome position and we suffer. Although when we wake up we do not see anything like that, but it's still the consequence of the dream we suffer. So here Sukadeva Goswami gives guarantee that a Krishna conscious person is never to be troubled by the Jamaraj or his agents. Atra chodahanti imam itihasam puratanam dutanang Vishnu jamayo sangvadantam nibodhame. Now Sukadeva Goswami is giving one historical example. Example is better than precept. Generally, common man, if they see one example, they understand better. So how one's mind being fixed up in the lotus feet of Krishna, even for a moment, he can get relief from the greatest danger. Sukadeva Goswami is narrating one story. This fact is corroborated in the Bhagavad Gita. Those who have read, you know, Lord Krishna says, salpamapi hi dharmasya tate mahato bhayat. This Krishna consciousness, you call it a culture or religion, whatever you call. If one executes this process of Krishna consciousness, even very little, then there is chance of his being saved from the greatest danger. Salpamapi asya dharmasya. Asya, this devotional service of Krishna consciousness is so nice that even very little done it can save one from the greatest danger. And now, that example is being narrated by a practical historical reference. Here it is said that itihasam chodaharanti. It is exemplified from the historical reference. So all the narrations or stories that are mentioned in the Puranas and Vedic literature, they are historical references. They are not manufacture, actual fact. Just by history, you know the historical facts are facts, they are not manufacture. See, here this very word is used, itihasam. Itihasam means history. Itihasam puratan, but it is very old. All these Puranas, this Purana means very old. Very old history. Purana, this word, very word means old. So there are 18 Puranas in Vedic literature. Because there are three kinds of living entities. Some of them are in goodness, some of them are in passion, and some of them are in ignorance. For all people, there are different kinds of Puranas. Those who are in the modes of passion and ignorance, they cannot generally understand the historical references made in the Sattvic Puran. Just like this Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavatam is also one of the Puranas, essence of history, old history. Similarly, Brahmanda Puran, Vishnu Puran, these are Puranas and the modes of goodness. There are different types of people. The example is given, just like there are different types of birds. A pigeon class, the birds of the same feather flocks together. You see, that is natural. The pigeons will flock together, and the crows will flock together, the swans will flock together. The swans will never go to the crow, or the crow will never go to the swan. In human society also, the same natural tendency is there. Of course, now we are becoming more liberal. Otherwise, formerly, the white people will not mix with black people. So, this is not new. It is by nature. Everyone has got a particular type of society, environment. So, literatures, also there are different kinds of literature. For the crow-like man, there are different kinds of literature. And for the swan-like man, there are different kinds of literature. So, swan-like man, swan means hansa. From nature study, you can see, the swans, they have got a special qualification. What is that? If you give a swan milk mixed with water, the swan will take out only the milk portion, and the water portion will remain. That means those who are swan-like men, they take the essence, not the adulteration. Similarly, there are elevated persons who are also called paramhansa. Paramhansa, the same example of the Hansa swan. Paramhansa means they are interested with the essence of this world, not with the adulteration. What is that adulteration? The adulteration is matter, and the essence is spirit. Just like this body. What is this body? This body is that I am a spirit soul, living entity, I am encased in this material body. Everything. Even in the atom, there is some active principle. A drug, there is some active principle. So similarly, in this body, my body, your body, or anybody, what is the active principle? The active principle is that living soul. As soon as the active principle is gone, then it is useless. Dust thou art, dust thou beest. Then this body is made of this earth, and it again becomes earth. Either as stool, or as earth, or as ashes. They are experience. Just like Hindus, they burn this body. So, this body become ashes. And there are communities, they throw out the body for being eaten up by birds and bees. So it becomes stool. Because after eating, they will pass stool. The after effects of this beautiful body will be stool or ashes. We are now soaping so nicely, dressing so nicely, this body. But the after effects will be stool or ashes. Earth. In your country you bury the body, so after a few days it will be moths eaten and it will be turned into earth. So, we have to utilize. The Paramahansa means they take the essence. What is the essence of this body? The essence of this body is the spirit soul. So one should try to understand what is science of that spirit soul. They are not interested with the adulteration. Just like the example is given, the swan takes out the active principle. The swans, they live in a very nice place where there is very clear water, nice garden, nice fruits, flowers, birds chirping. You'll find these white swans are there. When I was in London, I saw there is a nice Regent Park. There are many swans. The park is mostly rose flower, nice park. So they are living there. And the crows, why they live? They go where you throw away all nasty things, they will go and enjoy them. The crows. Why? Why the crows does not do like the swans, and the white swans do not do like the crows? These are the different qualities. The whole world is moving in different qualities. Therefore, the quality of goodness, that has to be acquired in human form of life. This temple is meant for the persons who are in the quality of goodness. Those who are after the essence of the world, Paramahansa. And this our Krishna consciousness movement is also meant for the Paramahansas, not for the crows-like men. but swans like me. Those are white swans, trying to live in a very nice place, clear water, nice tree, nice fruits. So, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, you'll find, in the introduction, Parama Nirma Sarana Sata Dharma Prochita Koitava Atra. Atra means in this book, in this transcendental literature, Dharma Prochita Koitava Atra. Koitava means cheating. Dharma means religiosity. Religiosity of the cheating type of religiosity is not here. It is for Paramanirma Sarana, for persons who are not envious. The crow-like birds or crow-like men or kurmis, they are envious. You'll find. And even without any offense, just like dog, you pass on, without any offense, he'll bark, ho, 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 ho. You have no offense. You have no offense, but it will try to pick up some quarrel with you. Sometimes it will come to bite you, unless you have got sufficient stick to throw. So, similar, there are dogs and cats and hogs, there are similar men also. They simply pick up quarrel unnecessarily. Sometimes political leaders, just like in Europe, Hitler, unnecessarily picked up some war. And there was devastation all over the world. There was no gain. The Germany became defeated and by five traitors. So this leader could not do anything good to the nation, but unnecessarily picked up some quarrel. So that is the cause of all trouble. The crow-like man, the dog-like man, the hog-like man. So we have to create paramahansas, good man. Then you can accept. Expect peace and prosperity. If you create cats and dogs, then how can you expect that there will be peace, there will be no war, there will be no disturbance? No. Paramana nidma saranang satang basu bhusu bidda matra. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to create a population of paramahansa. That is our problem. We are not trying to create a class of men like crows or cats and dogs, but like the hansas. Of course, it is very difficult. When you try to create some MA pass, boys and girls, their number will be very little, because anything valuable, the customer is very little. If you want to sell jewel, in the jewelry shop, hardly you will find one customer in a day, or two customers in a day. But in the beef shop or meat shop, you will find hundreds of. You see? So as soon as the thing is valuable, the number of customers will be less. So don't consider the quality of the good by estimation of the number of customers. The customer may be very little, but you should try to understand what is the quality of the thing. So in our Krishna consciousness movement, you'll please try to understand what kind of things you are going to deliver. Don't try to understand that these people have not very many customers. The customers will be less because we have so many restrictions So people do not like it. Everyone thinks, why I shall be restricted? I shall be free. But actually he is not free. Just like the dog thinks that he is very free, but he is chained up. Similarly, every one of us are chained up by the laws of material nature. We cannot go even an inch beyond the laws of material nature. You cannot eat more what you can digest. The law of nature immediately will try to inflict punishment upon you. This is practical experience. You have to eat as much as you require. If you eat more, then you get indigestion, and if you eat less, then you become weak. You have to eat exactly what you require. That is the law of nature. Similarly, this Krishna consciousness, boys and girls, they are being taught not to eat more, not to eat less, not to enjoy senses more, not to enjoy less. Similarly, the Paramahansa life is a regulated life. So here, how the person of whose history is mentioned here become irregulated and how he has to be punished, this story is narrated kindly here. He says, Karna kubje vija kaschit dasi pati ajamila namna nasta sadachara dasya samsadga dusita. Just try to understand. Here it is said that in a Karna kubja city, there is a city, now it is called by the British period, it is now known as Kanauj, a city in the northern India near Kanpur city. That is very old city because it is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavat, and Bhagavat was written 5,000 years ago. So it means that city is famous since 5,000 years ago, and it was inhabited by learned Brahmins. So here it is said, the Karnakubje Dvija Kaschit. Dvija means Brahmins, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Especially it is meant the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Just like this morning we had ceremony, initiation. The second ceremony will be for offering sacred thread. So one who has got this sacred thread, he is called Dvija, twice born. Twice born. Once born by the father and mother, and the next birth is given by the spiritual master and Vedic literature. Vedic literature is the mother and the spiritual master is the father. As in every birth, the necessity of father and mother is there. Similarly, in this birth also, spiritual rebirth, there is necessity of mother and father. The mother is this Vedic knowledge, and the father is the spiritual mother. So there was a Dvija. Dvija means he was born in the family of a Brahmin. And he was sanctified also. From the life history of this man, we understand that in his early age, when he was up to his youthful life, 16 or 17 or up to 20 years, he was very well-behaved boy. He was under the care of his father and mother, and how by bad association he became a divorce. That is stated here. It is stated that Karna kubje dvija kaschit asit dasi pati ajamila. Ajamila, his name was Ajamila. And he was a Brahmin. But he contacted some woman which is called Dasi or prostitute. And he remained with her. Dasi Pati, in India also, still the practice is that if anyone, any person, wants contact of more woman than his wife, then he cannot disturb in the society. He has to search out this dasi or some prostitute. So from time very long ago, even Krishna's time, we find that there was a prostitute class. When Krishna entered Dwaraka, they are still devotee, although their profession was prostitution, still they are devotee. So we find from this narration of Srimad Bhagavatam that many devotee prostitutes also went to receive Lord Krishna. So it does not matter. Even if one is prostitute, he cannot be devotee. She can be devotee also. So this man, Ajamin, contacted a prostitute, Dasipati, Ajamina. Namna nasta sadachara, dasa samsarga dusit. And because although he was born in a nice family, he contacted the association of a prostitute, his sadachar, his well-behaved life became lost. Well-behaved life, sadacharan durachar. Sadachara means those who are following the regulative principles, they are called sadachar. And those who are not following the regulative principles, they are called durachar. So here it is said that dasa sansarga dusita, being contaminated by the association of the prostitute, he lost his life of well behavior. And what is that? How did he lose his well-behavior? Bandakhoi koitabhais chajjai gorhitaṁ vrittimāsthita. He accepted the profession of cheating, gambling, bandakhoi koitabhais, stealing, chajjai, and gorhitaṁ vrittimāsthita. They are condemned profession. Now these condemned professions have become ordinary profession in the civilized society. But according to Vedic civilization, these things are condemned things. Cheating or gambling, cheating and speaking lie, bandakhoi, koitabhoi, and stealing, these are condemned professions. But he adopted all these things because he was associated with an woman for illicit sex. So illicit sex is so bad thing. This is the example. If we indulge in any illicit sex life, then we won't care for all these abominable actions. That was the example by Ajamin. We shall come to understand later on that he was married, but he left his legal wife and he contacted a prostitute, and the association of this prostitute, he became a thief, a cheater, a gambler, a liar, and so many nice things, simply for maintaining the family. So, we shall not take much of your time. This is a long story. we shall narrate again next week. Please come. Thank you very much.